And a happy Wednesday to you and Kimberly Eckert as well, who checks in every Wednesday from the Eckert Psychology Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
Nice to talk with you again. Can you believe we are at the end of May here?
Oof, I know. It's amazing how fast and that sometimes how slow time goes by, but right now it feels fast.
There you go. It does fly by sometimes. We've been having a great conversation throughout the month here. 9 ways to care for your kids' mental health during the pandemic. And I think we're going to race through 3 of them, 7, 8, 9 today.
That's right. So tip number 7 is to talk about giving back with our kids. One of the most powerful ways that we can help ourselves and our children, Mike, is to turn helplessness, which is a feeling that we often have during experiences like COVID-19, into helpfulness. Mm. So as soon as we start looking at ways to reach out and support people in our community, whether that's moving trash cans for your elderly neighbor or taking baked goods to family members who can't leave their home or buying groceries for grandma and grandpa or a great aunt. Bottom line is that empathy as a verb makes us feel far more certain and in control than doing nothing.
I like that. There's definitely lots of ways you can be helping out with kindness.
Yes. And then tip number 8, adopt an adventurous mindset. I want you as a parent to ask yourself, what do you want your kids to remember when this is all over? Do you want them to remember sort of the angst and agony of it all? Or do you want mixed in there the tent that got set up in the backyard?
Yeah, totally.
The wiener roasts and marshmallow s'mores that you had every Friday night. Again, we really want to take this time to model to our kids how to find meaning out of difficult situations.
I really like that. You know, I know a lot of people are talking about just having so much more family time.
Yes.
And whether it's been forced upon us, I think it's a great thing that we've got.
Yes, I do think it is one of the benefits that we are experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
I do think, though, that number 9 is really important, and where we're going to end our topic this month is give yourself a big break.
Good.
Don't put so much stress on yourself to be a perfect parent during this time. We all need to err on the side of being good enough. Thanks to social media, many parents can feel this pressure to create a perfect homeschooling schedule. And now that you know you're at the end of May and you've been doing this homeschooling thing for 2.5 months, it's probably not perfect.
Yeah.
Entertaining your kids all the time, that's thinking that you need to cook elaborate meals. Please remember that you are neither a teacher nor a chef. And things are stressful enough without adding that pressure. Instead, with the help of the Holy Spirit, model living moment by moment and celebrating the ordinary way in which life unfolds.
I like that encouragement to all of us. Thank you so much for that, Kimberly.
Yeah.
It's been a great topic throughout the month here, and of course, we'll move on to something new next month. In the meantime, if somebody wants to reach out, you are an essential service, so people can connect with you?
They sure can. So we are offering, again, service both in person and online, and we can support you with understanding what your options are. You can go to eckertcenter.com and click our Contact Us button and send us an email. Or you can call us at 403-230-2959.
Okay, and I'll give out another phone number right now, not to confuse you. 403-276-8888. Every week, your chance to win a free consultation at Eckert Psychology and Education Center. And this week, we'll go with which caller, Kimberly?
Let's go with caller number 5 today.
Caller 5, says Kimberly. 403-276-8888. We'll check in with Kimberly again next week, and we'll be into June, Kimberly.
I know. Woohoo.
Looking forward to it.